Can you feel Crush 40? Live and learn. Can you feel?
vous êtes. Thanks, no.
Let's get scratching.
Hello? Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
Get hot in the air.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
This is
Best Feet
Full Mix
on Radio Sega.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Fast Feet's Full Mix. Hey, we're now on episode 6. We're getting along in this second series, technically. Yes, good evening to you all. I'm your host, Fast Feet, and as this is the Full Mix, we have our callers we call in and our regular co-hosts as well. So, joining me tonight, we have a regular co-host, SJ.
Hello.
And we're sticking to SJ now because it seems like you've finally decided on that name, so yeah. Now he was known as SJ. Trying to capitalize on old JD sort of thing. I see where you're going.
No, it's just a self-nickname.
I am original. Anyway, moving on. We've also got Shadid, who's joined us this week.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to you all. And we also have Nathan L. Who is completely nowhere near the PC or knows how to operate Skype. So we'll keep him hanging, this random Nathan L. And aside from that, we have Iman, who's joined us as well.
Hello.
So yeah, Sega and Sonic goodness and chatting as usual. Or talking random bollocks as usual as we talk it.
Yes, it's this tag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to add that later on YouTube, but no, for our change, but hey. We're allowed to on there, so why not? I don't think we've used it enough yet, but I don't want to overuse it, because the show might just take a bad turn, of course, now. We would have had Divrang join us, but he's had to disappear. And we're looking forward to the return of Sound Reaper and Nuxie joining us. They've just been away the last couple of weeks from the show, but I'm told that they might be joining us next week. So I'll say hello to you guys, because I think they're listening. But on that note, who else is joining us in the IRC chat room? We have Trigon, Forever Sonic, Spondy, Biafra, Cobra the Burst, Artanian, Empires, myself, Mirahabi Nami, MTales, Ray1179, Resin SD, Retrix, Shadid, SJ, Sound Reaper, and the Mulletron. Yes. And if you're listening and you don't happen to be in the IRC chat room, you can also get a hold of us via Twitter at FastFeetMedia. And you can also check out our own website, which is FastFeetMedia.net. Plenty of Sega and Sonic downloads on there, and most in the world, I believe. And plenty of media goodness to watch and check out there as well. Yeah, that brings us to this week's show, and it wasn't vinyl record skipping behind me, in case you're wondering, it's just interference, so yes, we're pointing towards Hag of the Week already.
Gone back in time. Broadcasted back in the time of vinyl.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with a bit of vinyl, man. Large affinity chaining, so speaking of which, I might have the ability to either get my DJ deck soon, or my high definition capture card. Either way, it's going to make a massive improvement to whatever we do on the website or on Radio Sega. High definition capture cards mean that I can capture all the high def goodiness of stuff and work it into our TV show, which will be returning soon. We shall get onto that. But the DJ decks I also like, they are the more expensive choice of the two, though, unfortunately. But that would mean that I could actually grab the MP3s of all Sega and Sonic music, feed them into the decks, play them along, and remix them sort of as I'm going along. and also do a bit of scratching action, which would be great fun to do. But actually having a proper pair of decks rather than using the PC to do it would be a lot more fun and a lot more practice, I suppose. Because I reckon if Summer of Sonic goes the way it does this year, we might have to bring our own decks. So it might be handy if one of us owns a pair. But be good practice for that. But anyway, as usual, we do talk about meetups usually at some point or another. But today there's also been a meetup in London. There's been a Sonic meetup, largely. God knows where it was. It was on Facebook somewhere, and now I don't know where it is. But they were having a meeting. Some of the guys from the Sonic community were going. I think yeah, T-Bird, people like that going. That's just some of the big people that went. But it's the second one done in London recently, I think. So they're starting to make their own individual meetups, which is quite cool. Don't know, but any of you guys go to the meetup if you have one nearby? Something on a smaller scale, not like a convention, but you know, just hanging out with a few people.
Nope.
No.
No, you don't care. Fine, we'll go take our convention friends elsewhere then.
Well, I am hoping, praying to God that I'm going to go to Summer of Sonic this year.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they've actually just put the website up for Summer of Sonic, I think, actually.
Yeah, they have.
But as usual, yes.
Their website is all the time.
Yeah, they just take bits off or they redo it for each year, either way.
Yeah.
But as usual, I mean, let's have a quick look. I mean, as far as I know, there's not anything new really going on in Summer of Sonic. It's just like, hey, we exist again. So, but I mean, good thing, rather going, we can't be arsed this year.
Yeah, and as I said, there's only 2 months to go. Nothing's been announced, as in where it's going to be or who's going to be Dem's special guest.
If anything, they should be getting towards location hunting and legal stuff and all like that sorted, really.
Yeah.
It could almost, perhaps this year, downscale itself and go down a little bit. But, I mean, the idea would be, obviously, each year to get bigger.
I think sooner or later they're going to have to try and balance big and small. But, you know, Sonic's a big franchise, so I think it needs a big venue.
Yeah.
I think that's a general thought.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be good to get bigger and better each year. It's just they've got to do a bit more with the space. That's really one of the big problems.
Yeah.
And have someone other than Bentley Jones playing. I really think that getting bands together who play Sonic stuff in the UK, if we could track those down and invite them to Summer Sonic and play, that would be quite cool. 7 bands playing during the day or something like that. But then we'd also have the DJ decks, because at some point we want to be playing music as well. But then there's, you know, the live event part of it, which would, you know, these bands would replace effectively. But it's an idea, but you know, it doesn't go very far, because if Sven even hears these podcasts, which I doubt, or even well, it gets fed back to him, I don't know what he thinks of it. So, but I don't know, I should speak to him sometime soon. I'm already on the Summer Sonic 2010 crew, according to the Facebook page, DJ, as always, but maybe we might have a bit more light on the subject soon. Check it out, for social media is actually on the Summer Sonic page.
You've been there 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I've been there and done it all, basically, as far as Summer Sonic goes.
Exactly, so I think it's a no-brainer that you're going to be involved.
Yeah. As long as I get the time off. If I didn't, I'd be a fool not to do that anyway. You can see the Farsight Media on the homepage of SummerSonic.com. Okay, only just spotted, but on the registration, there's Farsight Media logo sticking up at the top on the left under the computer logo. Sweet. Anyway, thanks for the free promotion, SummerSonic. Even if it's minute in size.
Hey, the small thing can go a long way.
It does indeed. It's what you do with it, after all. But, more meetups. We were saying last week about the gaming convention that they're having in November. That shit, remind me. It slipped my memory.
It's Eurogamer.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I thought it was Eurocon or Gamercon, but no, it's kind of
Eurogamer.
Yeah. So there's that. That's happening later in the year, but it seems so far away. And I kind of antsy to meet up. I mean, if I'd actually planned my time a bit better and I had today off, which I didn't, I might have gone to that Sonic meet up because I'm only a couple of hours away, really. I'm quite close, so. It'd be always good going to meet a Sonic meet up, even if it's the half attention is just to get absolutely pissed off your face anyway. Part of the fun.
Three and a half or so hours straight journey from where I live in London, so that's
a train. Yeah, it's a bit of a pain in train. Speaking of 3 hour long stints, tomorrow on Bank Holiday Monday, SJ is doing a one-off show, I believe. Explain, SJ.
It's a completely requested show. It's 3 hours long. It's starting at 9 o'clock British time, British summer time, and as I said, everything is all requested by you people via the IRC during the show, by Twitter, I'm sure, but I have to go through me, and which is at SK1307, or until 8 o'clock British time tomorrow through the forums. I'll put a link up in the IRC right now.
Yeah. Excellent. Cool. So yeah, there we go. IRC link to SJ's one-off show tomorrow. Have you got a particular name for it, or?
Well, I'm going to credit Resin SC for this. It's just known as Bank Holiday Live with SJ. So.
Bank Holiday Live. Right, yeah. On. Bank Holiday Live. Bank Holiday Live tomorrow night on Radio Sega. Yeah. Devoured interference.
Get out of the Dark Ages.
Get out the hag. We'll get the hag. We'll get the hag out later. But yeah. Other than that, I mean, so you're literally just going to be doing the show from start to finish, 3 hours worth, which is a bit of a stint, as I can say, being an experienced DJ one way or another. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be sort of speaking on air, like on going on saying what the request is, who it's from and whatnot, and along with a bit of banter, I shall imagine. Cool.
Yeah, hopefully a little bit of banter as well. I might do a little trivia if I'm fine, so... still kind of still looking for requests as well, so as I said, just get requests in, any Sega or Sonic songs, and I'll get them ready basically.
Oh. I'll probably get some
so if you want to listen to
some song I requested last week, and it's fine. And no, I'm not going to mock Gabby and sing here in the chat.
We could mock Gabby by singing.
Oh,
bars.
Gabby, you suck.
Your show is the worst.
He said I'm that, not so... me.
I'm so getting hammered by him.
At least it's not a banana and hammer. Anyway. So yeah, we got that show coming up tomorrow, so that should be cool. So I can actually say the end of the show, coming next on Radio Sega tomorrow. Rather than, we'll see you on Friday. We need more shows midweek, really, I suppose. But yeah, get a lot of good live content anyway, so yeah. Yep, we do indeed.
Just looking, and Resin SD is daring you. Daring you, should you just sing Rally?
No.
Embarrassing things. I can feel easier ways to embarrass myself. Go watch any Sega Sonic TV episode. Well, actually, one to three, because I'm in any of those and I just look like a prat. So. And hey, it was the early days, so yeah. Not compared to this cool new stuff we're producing, but yeah.
I will sing it in one condition.
Oh. And that is?
If someone requests that song, I will sing it in full. Or not.
And if you could request one which has an instrumental version of it as well, that'd be awesome, because then we can put that in the background too.
Yeah.
But difficult, yeah, I know. But yeah, go to Foster Media and find out about it, because all the tracks are listed there. Go!
Yeah. In 1 second.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You heard the dare. You heard the requirements. Do it.
Yeah. So get on in there in the IRC room. Mention a track for Shadow to sing, and he'll sing it. But I think, yeah, we'll have a musical break, and we'll ask you to give us some music for Shadow to sing to. And I see I've got some requests coming in, so request any track you want from a Sega or Sonic game on the IRC chat room, or you can do it via the Twitter at fastfoodmedia.net. Anyway, we'll be back in a bit. You're listening to Fast Food's Phone Mix on Radio Sega.
you at my job. You're carrying yourself so well. I made myself a promise.
What's that?
Not to get emotional. As I remain stable, I take another glance at you. If we were at the disco, whoa, whoa, then I would have to dance with you. This isn't cool,
not cool.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Whoa, whoa.
Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I. The same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Seen you about a quarter after nine. You shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel at night. Into my life and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack, been wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine heat.
And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head.
Come on.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I'll. Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
You came in here again. I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable, I take another drink for you. I set it on the table.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two.
Whoa.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I'll. Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and I'll.
Hello, Allison.
I see.
This is Last Week on Radio Sega.
Yeah.
And finally, welcome back to Fast Switch Phone Mix on Radio Sega. So yeah, we've been cooking up something in the meantime here, but we'll come to that in a second.
Yeah, right, and it's a good thing to wait for.
Yeah, we'll be back with some good stuff, some rare, very weird stuff, to say the least. To start with, we're going to come back with sounds like Sega, because we do, and the second part is just how we do. This week is very much a bit short on ideas, shall we say. Didn't get many requests in this week for sounds like Sega, and the tracks that I wanted to put on from last week have basically ended up on this week's Sound Like Sega. So, the tracks we've got, because I couldn't play them last week, really, I shouldn't have, so I didn't, were some of the tracks from Pendulum's new album as well, Immersion. Because it's electronic music, I reckon some of it does sound a bit like it could be in fast-paced Sega music, like Sonic or Jet Set Radio possibly. But we've only got four tracks this time, so I will now post what they are in the IRC room for all of your benefits. And we shall play on with Sounds Like Sega. So this is Sounds Like Sega, episode 6. Sounds like Sega this week. Start off with a Pendulum Self vs Self. It's an awesome drum and bass metal sort of mix, that is. Love that, but that could also be equally awesome boss music. Pendulum followed off that again with the Island Part 2 Dusk. That sounds awesome, because that, I reckon, could be the third Grace and Glory song, the final boss of Jet Set Radio games. That could be the third one, I reckon. It just sounds so experimental and all over the place. It sounds like it would work well. After that, Junkie XL and Stratosphere, don't know, just sounds clinky and sort of Sega-y in a sort of arcade way. Pendulum Immunize as well, again, a box one. But we might give Sounds Like Sega a break next week, because, like I say, we didn't get many requests in this week, and I'm running thin on some of the things I think sounds like Sega. But we'll come back to that next week and see if it comes on next week. So if you do have any tracks that sounds like Sega, still send them in. And just Twitter them to us, or at Fast Media, or in Fast Media forums, or in Radio Sega forums. There's a million places you can put the stuff. We check it quite regularly. So if you think a track sounds like Sega, let us know, and we might carry on. Otherwise, we may cook something else up. But speaking of cooking something else up, we are going to go through what may be a new segment, and may in the turn replace Sounds Like Sega. I never know, but I've got ideas to move Sounds Like Sega somewhere else, but yeah. Okay, so IRC chat room, be on your toes and have your web browsers ready. Now I'm going to put these links in. So yeah, my co-hosts, don't worry about it. I'll bung the links in. So those of you listening, for starters, these are just a couple of random pics we just came across a second ago. And great Sega innuendo, shall we say. So have a read of those, guys, and just say what you think. So yeah, guys, first two links.
What can I say? I've already said about it.
No one else has heard. It's a restated.
Sega innuendo at its best.
Yeah, and also this was also put in a British magazine called Viz, which is pretty infamous for its pretty damn vulgar and adult-related innuendo.
The more you play with it, the harder it gets. Not sure just saying, you think you need to come out of Population Biz. We're not saying you have, but it is a lewd sort of UK adult sort of magazine. It's just a lot of laughs, really. But it might have come from there. Yeah. So the whole comic and cartoon stuff is really good.
Thing, it is a real ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually an advert.
Exciting, it looks like it. But yeah, the baseball nonetheless, but just read them, they're just hilarious. I mean, let's just take the first one, I'm not going to read both of them. So after The More You Play, A Bit The Harder It Gets, it says, you sit there, eyes glued to the rivering arcade quality graphics, pulling and squeezing your knob. Now you're breathing heavily over the digital stereo sound. Now you're shooting all over the place, but it's no use, game over. To be this takes ages. And it's got a picture of a joystick, just in case you're wondering, what else is there? So yeah, that's a pure definition of anything, of a laugh out loud example. Just look at that, it will make you laugh one way or another.
And yes, Ray, they do allow it somehow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they'll even allow the second one, something that will make that to do with your hands that won't make you go blind.
carry on.
Yeah.
Before we completely lose it.
Okay, so yeah. Sega innuendo aside, we're going to move on to what might be replaced. So it sounds like Sega. Essentially, it's going to be the Phone Mixes Capture Competition. So we pick out a Sega or Sonic sort of looking image. It could even be one from this week's news, or it could even be just, you know, an in-game shot, anything really. But video gaming, and we have to bring up a caption which would fit the image. If you've ever seen How I Got News For You in the UK, you'll be very familiar with how this works, and most people should probably get a gist of it anyway. But again, link to the image is in the IRC chat room, and okay, guys, what do you reckon for that picture? Everyone, get that picture up. I'm looking at it. It's the robotic one, which is the third one on the list. if you take your track, I'm going down one by one. We were debating this, Robotnik or Eggman, and even when the transition's supposed to have happened between the names in Sonic Adventure 1, a lot of the name files and the voice acting still uses Robotnik and Eggman in different places, so it's confusing. Should be Robotnik, in my opinion, but I think that might be a UK thing, but yeah. No, so, right, captions, right.
Well,
what
do you reckon? We're just trying to, anyway. Yeah, move on.
Yeah.
I would say for that. Excuse me, I seem to have destroyed your toilet upon leaving it behind me, as you can see. Do you have another one?
I think I created mine. Wait, why is it sparkling?
So that's what happens when I wedge all the Chaos Emeralds and put them together in one big squishy thing.
Is that supposed to be shining?
Maybe like magnetized or electrified or something like that. What game's it from anyway? That's the real question, actually.
Yeah. What? Wait. What? From which game is this? Sonic Unleashed?
I reckon it could be from
the Game Breaker.
Yeah. We throw that out, Tony.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what game that screenshot is from?
It's from Superstar Tennis, if I remember.
Ah. You just can't see his racket, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, that's from tennis?
Yeah, it's a superstar, I think. Because he launches those magnetized mines, I think.
I really didn't know that.
Okay, let's move on. Caption for this picture, which is, where are we? Fourth down on the list.
This one's.
Yeah. I think
Sonic's
the capture for this one? Yeah,
Sonic's
go on.
Eye colour transplant went hideously wrong.
This could be when Sonic gets on speed.
As if he's not quick enough.
Hey Sonic, did my new anti red eye camera work? Ah, my eyes! Yeah. Sitting down as a hedgehog ain't easy.
Did you say chili dogs?
Bad chili dogs. Oh.
This is what happens when you restrain Sonic.
It's fine.
Ah, so that's what a crotch lobotomy sound feels like.
I'm gonna read what Resin SD just said. My caption for the last one: it's Sonic's reaction to the finale of Lost. So if you haven't watched it, it's a spoiler alert. What? They're all dead?
It's a death! How high can you go?
I'm not.
You can go higher than that. I've heard you listen to Janet Jackson.
Yeah, right.
Okay, next one.
Look at his, he can't hold it in.
Oh.
Can't hold it in, I must poop.
That was the previous picture,
Mike. Discovering my bottoms.
Okay, we're on next link now.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog has his appearance at the World Peace Conference and is dressed a little differently. Where's the Mobius chic?
Sonic sold out.
Sonic sold out, why?
I don't know.
Is he selling out to peacocks or something? That's what it looks like.
Just wonder, why is that thing out there?
Probably
it's alright, guys, it's all fine. Sonic doesn't have any external genitalia, so it's all okay. Yeah.
It is the latest in Sonic fashion line.
Coming out this summer.
It's in with the crowd.
Because Sonic is wearing it.
Yeah, right.
If you notice at the side of the picture, his feet there, like, he's ready to kick him. Get off! Ooh, lined up.
Hey, look at his SD. What I told him, man. What? Is that even?
Ah, I found a giggle pit here, see. When I told Eggman he could suck my cock, he took it a little too seriously, so I had to protect myself. Try getting through that, Doctor.
Oh, that is better.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, if you're wondering how Sonic has safe sex, that's the answer. With a giant bullseye on his groin. Basically. It looks halfway between a bullseye and poppy. Like a giant poppy where I'm remembering the same something like that, but it's wrong colours completely. Okay, moving on to the next one, which is the shadow pick.
Oh, wait, look at Ray 1179's picture.
Okay,
what do you think of that?
Fine. Nice bit of art, but Ice baby.
Sonic has just gone cooler.
Oh man, the sneeze is all over my favorite sneakers and they're just frozen. What is that yellow crap that's down there as well? It's meant to be icy. What the hell? That doesn't look right.
Um,
So mystery reveals. Now we know what his feet look like without his shoes.
Well, Sonic's feet just wearing nubs. That's what they are, basically.
Doesn't that thing put this up? What do you mean Germany won Eurovision? Shadow's probably realised that he no longer has to use guns to resolve problems.
Yeah.
What? No more guns?
Shit. Oh wait, damn, because they censored him.
Oh yeah.
Ah, so there's all of my angst. I found it. Come back, angst. Alright. I think that ties up that segment for the time being.
Yeah.
Resident Evil says his reaction to Germany winning Eurovision was pretty much the same as Shadow's.
Right, to be honest, because of the duration of the show that's gone on now, I don't think we'll have a third part tonight. I think we might just wrap it up in a second and call it an evening. Bear in mind the tracks we've got left to play, it will take us well into our sort of regular time slot, so we might wrap it up in a second. But I mean, that's all good for the images. I think that'll be making a welcome return next week, the Fomix caption competition.
And I think we might have to have Resident SD in as a person to give his opinions.
Yeah, an adjudicator would be good. I mean, I can do it, but I mean, someone else in the RC would be quite good, possibly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing what 2 minutes of looking at Google and typing in a couple of words does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, to wrap up this week, let's see what's been happening in the news. Now, the one thing that's happening, obviously we had Sonic Hedgehog 4 sort of kerfuffles last week, but we've had the announcement of a new game called Sonic Colors this week. WTF is pretty much the main sort of word people are using right now. We've got Project Sonic 4 coming out and we're all set, really. Why do we need something else coming out is what I'm thinking, personally. Secondly, it's something that seems to be sort of aged towards younger gamers, which is fair enough, but I think Sonic's got plenty of those. If I'm fair. I just loved it when they did Chronicles and they started doing more adult and old school style themes into the game. That was really good and they just didn't do that. That's the one thing that's really missing for me. But I don't know, what do you guys think of Sonic Colors? I'm sure you must have seen something about it this week. If not, what are your first reactions?
Not much.
Well, I think like Sonic 4 was just to satisfy the fan base and Sonic Colors was for everybody else. Really. Since we haven't seen much of Sonic Colors, we can't really make that decision solid yet. But that's what I think.
Yeah, well, for me, I can't say anything only because I focus on the gameplay, not on the basic look. But I saw in some forums that they're saying Sonic Colors is basically a ripoff of Super Mario Galaxy.
Super Mario Galaxy?
Yeah, that's the general consensus.
Yeah, just because it has some weird creatures. As I said, I'll wait until I see some gameplay.
Yeah, for a start, we've got these weird alien creatures, which, you know, cute as they are, but it's like, yeah, go away, you're a new character, get out, before we close the door. The colour schemes on the logo are very inviting, so yeah.
And Tails coming in is another plus.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's been a while since Sonic and Tails have been alone in the game.
I think since when? Sonic 2?
Sonic
3 and Knuckles, possibly, yeah. Yeah, so there's that coming out as well, really. Apparently, Sonic 4 is going to be at E4, which is great. We didn't want to see that. E3. Well, it was E4, it was E4 all. E for fuck's sake, sort your name out.
E4, that's a channel in the UK.
Well, to be fair, E3 was called E for all at one point, so it's just a slip of the tongue, so shut up, y'all. Like, have a hag.
Hey!
There you go. Don't you wanna be my hag? Yes, you do. SJ gets hack of the week for that. And that was the instant hack, yes. So there we go, we managed to stick it all in. I'm offended, I'm bloody hacked now. Take your medicine. We've already had a couple of co-hosts taking the medicine, including me, for hack of the week, so yeah. Everyone does.
Oh, so now you agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way. Right, okay, yeah, we're going to call it a show for that. And leave it as it is. But we've had a good banter about, obviously, the Sounds Like Sega and Capture Competition and Up Its Pieces. Find a podcast available to download from Fast Media, probably in the next hour or so, and you'll find it on Radio Sega tomorrow as well in enhanced AAC format. Don't forget to visit back in less than 24 hours to Radio Sega, when you'll be able to check out our very own co-host's 3-hour request special on Radio Sega tomorrow night. And what time does it start, SJ?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, so yeah, we're talking 23 hours away. So yeah, SJ will be your host tomorrow night for a good 3 hours. Anyway, you've been listening to episode 6 of The Phone Mix. We'll be back next Sunday night with or without a Sounds Like Sega. Don't know, but send in all your bits and pieces and ideas for Sounds Like Sega music if you want it. Meanwhile, check out fastmedia.net, as we'll be updating that with lots of goodies this week. And we shall catch you next Sunday. So it's goodbye from me, Fast Speed, and it's goodbye from my co-host this evening.
Bye.
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 Yeah, thank you very much. So we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net. We'll be right back. to this show again, download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.